Hey guys, it's Kiki and I am finally back to review season 6 episode 10 of OWN's Ready to Love. This one is entitled Better Late Than Never. First and foremost, thank you guys so much for hanging with me. Life was lifing in the best way possible, so I was just like, girl, just don't get caught up in this show and go outside and enjoy your life. So I have definitely been outside. I've been working, I've been hustling, I've been resting, I've been drinking. Honey, it's outside weather, so I had to be outside and not be cooped up in the house every Friday night watching this show. Granted, I am aware of what's been going on, so at the time I'm recording, the finale has already aired, but I'm going to do some quick catch-ups, okay? I always finish what I start, period. So we're going to dive into episode 10 and see which guy got eliminated and all the foolishness that happened from this point on. Honestly, you guys, back when this episode originally aired, I think I had watched it, like, not live, but I was just like, I'm kind of over this show. But because I love y'all, we gonna finish out this season with the reunions included. So don't worry, y'all, we will have full reviews for the remainder of the episodes. And then I will tell y'all my next plans after I review the last episode of the reunion. So yeah, if you guys have been waiting and wondering, your girl is fine. Like I said, life was just life and I had to go out and enjoy it. But thank you guys so much for rocking with me. And let's get into this recap. So we pick up where we left off with Tori and P.O. being up for elimination. Sabrina says that Tori is the one going home. The women just feel like he hasn't connected with anyone. Tori agrees. He said that he spent all his time trying to pursue Sabrina and it did not work out for him because he didn't really get to know anyone else. I agree. Tori also didn't have chemistry with anybody else besides talking about sex. I don't know what the hell he was trying to do with Joy, you know, poking her kidneys and then that awkward ass date where he kissed Precious. I'm still mad about that. So bye, Tori. Bye. I heard from Lil Birdie that Tori turned off all his social media as the show has been airing this season. So maybe he saw the representation of himself and didn't like it. So sail on, sister. Tommy comes back and he lets the singles know he'll enjoy the rest of the time here because after it's done, we will all be meeting in the tabernacle. And I'm like, ooh, okay, why we all gotta meet in the tabernacle? What's gonna happen? But I'm here for the mess, okay? Sabrina and Demetrius have the 80th conversation about how they need to be more proactive. I don't see it. And at this point, I'm just like, Sabrina, Donovan is right there. Just go on your connection with him and move forth with him. Demetrius has skated by this far by not having to do anything, by just having basic ass conversations. And I don't know why Funky Deneva is still here. Next, we see Carmen and Donovan in the hot tub. She sees a future with him. She wants to put all her attention towards him. It's not really panning out with Paul at this point. And Donovan kind of felt some type of way about Sabrina and Demetrius having a moment earlier. So he said he's going to rock with Carmen for right now. Again, I don't understand why the men are so bothered that Sabrina is exploring her options. I understand it can be a little annoying because she has so many options, but this is what the process and the experiment is for. I need the men to get the fuck up out of their feelings. Next, we see Clifton and Takiya finally talk. She's sitting on the couch. I guess Joy must be either taking a dump or in the shower because she has had him in a headlock this entire trip. Takiya just expresses that she wishes that he would have taken the time to communicate that he was rocking with Joy. You know, they had made plans to spend time together and Clifton was like, yes, I had every intention of hanging with you during this getaway, but you know, the connection with Joy just grew instantly. That's all Clifton is good for saying. The connection with Joy is big. It's here. Why is it big? It's okay. Takiya's like, I'm cool. Her feelings are a little bit hurt because she wishes he would have communicated, but it is what it is. So they hug it out. She continues to cry and she's like, I'm gonna go. And he's like, girl, where are you going? She's like, I don't know. Takiya, your person was never really here, to be honest. So next we see a hot tub session with Sabrina, Joy, Clifton, and Demetrius. And I'm kind of side-eyeing Sabrina like, you was the main one concerned about Joy's purse or her bags being on Clifton's bed, but now you keying it up with them in the hot tub. What about Takiya? They're just being spicy and talking nasty in the hot tub, flirting, talking about stuff that could happen. Demetrius says that with Sabrina sitting on his lap, he's feeling on her, so he feels like he's being more assertive. Demetrius, please. Basically, that's how it goes. Joy and Clifton have a discussion. She's asking if he's okay. And he's like, well, you know, I did talk to Takiya. She's like, well, I'm not asking you about that. I'm asking if you are okay. I'm like, Joy, I don't like that aspect of Joy where she's so tunnel vision. It's like, you can still move forward and be with your connection without having to shit on other people. Because Takiya has been 100% respectful of you. You don't have to be so dismissive of other people's feelings. I don't like that aspect of Joy. So that's how it ends. We imply that everybody goes to bed, okay? I noticed, because in the trailer, we saw somebody getting into someone's bunk bed on this away trip. Again, that is not referenced on this weekend getaway, so y'all just be cutting shit out, huh? Exactly. Next morning, everybody's up. I think it's the day that everybody leaves and Tina shows up. Y'all remember I told y'all that Tina said production kept her upstairs, but I guess this is the story we're crafting, that she had car trouble. Tina does say that she needed to take a step back because she has no solid connections here and she just doesn't know how to express that. So everyone's visibly annoyed that she has decided to come. Donovan's annoyed. Paul said he's really annoyed. Tina just keeps saying, I feel like I missed everything. And they're like, yeah, girl, you did. I felt weird as to why she kept saying that. Like, did she want to start a conversation on what she missed? Because Tori has been eliminated. You did miss that. It is what it is, I suppose. She tries to pull Donovan away to have a side conversation. Y'all can tell from Donovan's body language, he's not really here for it. He says he's been hitting her up. She still hasn't been answering. So now that she's here, he doesn't really know why she decided to come damn near at the 11th hour. Okay, but she's saying in her confessionals that she can't be open about her headspace. And I'm just like, just say it. Just say it. If you're going through something mentally, just say, hey, I'm going through a lot. Or just say, hey, you can even say, hey, I just really don't feel like my connection is here. And girl, just say what it is. I hate when people put out a beef tip and you're supposed to make a steak out of it. Like, girl, just say it. Just say it, because then you're faulting the other people for not being able to pick up on the nonverbal cues. And not everyone is adapted with that ability to pick up or read emotional body language. Like, Tina, I love you, girl, but you should have just stayed home or just taken yourself out of the competition at this point. But Donovan is attempting to talk to her and she's just like, nothing. I don't really have nothing left to say. I don't really know what I'm going to do in this process. Girl, then stand up and say, I'm done with the process. So Donovan leaves the conversation very confused and kind of over it. Paul says he does not want to move forward with Tina anymore. He wants to put all his attention to Takiya. So Tina Christina goes outside. Now, mind you, when she goes outside, everybody's whispering behind her back. Joy, especially, like, how's she going to come here the last day? Joy, I thought you said you didn't care that Tina Christina was here or not. You were tired of people talking about her, if she was going to come or not. Joy, you're looking a little funny in the light, sis. But Carmen says that although they're not close, she does want to go talk to her. I'm feeling like that was producer-led, but Tina says that, oh, you know, she doesn't have a connection and that's why she stayed away. She says that she and Demetrius aren't compatible. He reminds her of her ex. She says that her connection with P.O. wasn't concrete and that, you know, the connection with Donovan just isn't there anymore. And Carmen is like, she's not taking into the fact that she's not holding herself accountable in this situation. It wasn't that the guy stopped being interested in her. Tina, you haven't been here. You haven't been present. So everybody packs up and leaves and goes home and we go back to the real world, honey. Next, we have two dates. We have Clifton and Joy going on a date. Not much to discuss here. Just them both confirming that they want to move forward with each other and only each other. They talk about the weekend. It's implied that they smashed. I mean, Joy's ready, but she says she's ready to be with him and vice versa. Not much there, y'all. Dakia and Pio is the same. I'm not buying this connection. Dakia, your person is not here, girl. If it was someone who needed to self-eliminate at this point, it should have been Dakia. But she says that she likes Pio because she needs someone who's going to protect her heart, and it feels good to be seen that despite it not working out with Clifton, she's glad that Pio has stepped up. He's stepping up because he has no other options. I just, it is what it is. I feel like when it comes to Dakia and Pio, everybody's settling, but child, yeah. Next, let's move on to the tabernacle, okay? Because it's about to go down. Now we are ready for the tabernacle, okay? Tommy lets everybody know that, well, he asked if Tina showed up. They let him know that she did. He says he's just going to talk to her and find out where the heck she is within this process. Moving on, Tommy wants to know where everyone is on this journey. Joy says that she and Clifton have communicated the concerns, basically his issues with trust, that he has had issues within his past relationships. Clifton, I think you are the one who broke trust, if I have to be that person. Like, I don't believe... Not knowing anything, I just feel like Clifton probably cheated on someone and then they cheated back. That's just the vibe I get. But Tommy asks Clifton where he sees himself with Joy in 6 months. He says on a nude beach. Nice. Thank you for keeping it serious, Clifton. He asks Paul where he's at. He says that Tina's not solid, but that he likes Carmen and he likes Dakia. They're both very different women, but he feels like Carmen isn't intentional because she's always asking about his other connections. Pio, aka Paul, feels like she doesn't need to know any of that. She just needs to know what goes on between them. Now, Carmen feels like Paul is calling her to the carpet and questioning her integrity, which, girl, were you not listening? He was questioning your intention, not your integrity. But she goes on and spills some tea, and I don't know why Carmen did this. She says that she asked Paul about his last date with Dakia, and he was like, it went okay. I need to be with a woman that makes me aroused. Now, at first jump, when she is saying what Paul said, I was like, Paul has always spoken this way, especially in the beginning, how he needs a freak, you know, how Dakia can be thugged out, how he wants a sexy woman. Like, that's what Paul has been on. So I immediately believed Carmen, but I also feel like Carmen wanted to put that out there to embarrass Dakia. She wasn't trying to put forth genuine intentions of saying that's how Paul felt. She just wanted to embarrass Dakia in front of everybody. And I was like, girl, that makes you look more petty. Because if y'all have noticed, every time Carmen is on a date with someone, oh, you know, I'm going to be the best one. She always goes out of her way to mention the men's other connections. So Paul is denying it. He says that that's bullshit. He says that he was not speaking about Dakia in that way. He wasn't saying that Dakia does not get him aroused. He was saying he would need to be with a woman who does all of that for him. He was not generally directing it to Dakia. Like, Carmen is twisting his words. So Dakia speaks up. She says that she believes Paul and she doesn't trust a word out of Carmen's mouth. Carmen's like, ditto. She also says that she feels like Carmen is bitter and mad because of the situation that happened with Eric. So with the situation, Dakia kind of sending Eric home, she feels like Carmen is mad about missing out on that connection with Chef Eric. She says she's confident in her body and whether she can get a man aroused, and classiness is always in style. Carmen's like, well, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Dakia's like, well, you know, natural versus purchased. Everybody's just like, okay. It was like a tennis match. Like, head. But yeah, Dakia won that round, Carmen. You're going to have to go on and sit down. Next, after Tommy tells everyone to respect each other, he asks Sabrina how she feels, and she says she wants to choose what's best for her. She says, like, she thinks Donovan still hasn't fully healed from his past relationships because he hasn't been single that long. So he needs more time to heal, and that her concerns with Demetrius is that he wants a passive woman. Donovan is not really trying to hear that. He feels like he's been 100% transparent He thought they were past that, but I guess we back on that now. Donovan has been getting really spicy and sassy, and it is not appreciated, all right? I need you to calm down, sir. Demetrius said that just because his friend said that he wants a submissive woman, that that word doesn't dictate where he stands. The word or the actual action, Demetrius? He says that he is not like these other niggas on this cast. He's not going to give 100% of himself until he is in a relationship with one woman. Boom! There it is. That is why he has been no freaking effort this entire season. Like, I understand not wanting to give your all, but you have not even done anything to put forth any effort. And you have consistently been with Sabrina, your top. So I don't... Yeah, I just... You have been with her in that way where she's been your top. But just because Sabrina has options, oh, I'm not going to give 100% of myself. Go the fuck home. Tommy asked Donovan how he feels. He says his strongest connection is with Carmen, even though he was thrown off on the whole confrontation she just had with Takiya. But he says, like, he didn't really appreciate Sabrina pushing up on Donovan when they were at the getaway and feeding each other pizza. Like, he didn't like none of that. He says that off camera, Sabrina snapped at him and said that he could go home next. Just like the last one, Sabrina says that's not what she said. And if anything, she was joking. Donovan says that the devil showed his face. Donovan, something must have happened. Like, obviously, everybody left the getaway in good spirits. But again, off camera, outside of the experiment, a lot of shit happened. Because to see this sudden shift with Carmen and Paul and then the sudden abrupt shift with Donovan and Sabrina, I was just like... Damn, what's really going on? Because let y'all tell it, y'all left all, at least with Sabrina and Demetrius, I thought they left on good terms. But this sudden shift towards the end of the episode had me clocked the fuck out. Like, I was just like, Joy and Clifton are the only solid people. So that is where the episode ends. Tommy is just like, I don't really know what happened, but I'm gonna go meet up with Tina. He goes to meet up with Tina, and we get this long montage of Tina Christina not showing up. So y'all know how Tommy feels about people who don't eliminate through him or through the show when they just decide to drop out. So I'm sure we're gonna have to hear his mouth about that on the next recap. But that was the episode, you guys. Yeah, this was really the point where I was like, I could take or leave this season. Thank you guys for listening. Of course, I'm going to recap the next couple of episodes. I'm not going to leave y'all hanging. I can be found at KDASHDIOR on Instagram and the Twitter. And of course, the Bookstagram, we going up. We about to reach 400. Brown Sugar Bookworm, y'all. Get into it, y'all. I'm reading some great books over there. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for hanging on while I took a little break, but I'm back now. Don't worry about it. Bye.